感谢神，有需要回到主日学的这个青少年儿童吗？现在可以回到各自的主日学当中。感谢神，我们在这个主日的清晨，我们继续来思想神的话语。
Praise the Lord in the Sunday morning. Let's continue to study the Word of God.
我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读圣经中的两处经文。
Please all stand up and let's read two scriptures in the Bible.
我们看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音十四章六节。
John 14:6.
好，约翰福音十四章六节起。耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。我们再来读约翰福音十章十节。
John 10:10.
约翰福音十章十节起，盗贼来无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏，我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐下你的独生爱子主耶稣基督，道成肉身来到世界上。
We thank you that you sent your only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ, Word become flesh and comes to the world.
主耶稣是唯一的道路，唯一的真理，唯一的生命。
Lord Jesus Christ is the only way and the only truth and the only life.
感谢神给我们这宝贵的恩典，让我们紧紧因着信靠主耶稣基督，我们就得着这道路、真理、生命。
I thank the grace of our Lord, of God, that by believing in this grace, and we have the true life and true way and the true truth.
感谢神，感谢主耶稣基督应许我们要给我们，不仅给我们生命，并且让我们的生命要得得更丰盛。
I thank of our Lord Jesus Christ's precious promise that He will give us life and have it more abundantly.
愿神将这宝贵的生命、丰盛的生命赐给我们。
May God give us this precious and abundant life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
我现在就是我前段时间看到有一个报道，就是有一些人类学家或者社会学者他们就是说了这样的一句话。
And recently I read a report and some archaeologists and sociologists said something like this.
他们当他们观察这个世界上某一个国家的时候，他们就说啊，哎呀，在这个国家很多人呢，他们是存在但并不是生活。
When they observed a certain country in the world, and they said that the many people in that particular country are just existing but not really living.
哎，后来我说，哎，这什么意思呢？就是，这个就是说这些人是存在，但没有，好像没有真正的活。
What they mean is that those people are just existing and not really living.
后来当我看到这个国家是哪一个国家的时候，就更让我惊讶了。哇，这是很富有的国家哎。
When I found out which country that is, and I was very surprised because that country is a very rich country.
他们的这个人均寿命啊，男女人均寿命在世界上不是第一就是第二的，一常年就是这样。
And the average lifespan in that country for women and for men, both ranks number one and number two in the world.
哦，后来哦，后来我就说，哦，原来在这些社会学家、人类学家眼中，这个存在跟活是两回事情。
And I realized that in the eyes of those archaeologists or sociologists, existing and living are two totally different two things.
所以这个生命的真谛在于这个，你是否真的是活着、生活着，而不是你是否就是存在。
The meaning of life lies in whether you are living, not whether you are existing.
我们都知道主耶稣基督在这个世界上只有短短的33年的生命。
We know the Lord Jesus Christ only lived a very short life of 33 years.
但是耶稣在这短短的三十三年在地上的生命当中，却活出了最丰盛的生命。
But during those short 33 years on the earth, the Lord Jesus Christ has lived the most abundant life.
所以耶稣在这个世界上的时候是真正的活着，活过，而不是仅仅是存在过。
So Lord Jesus Christ has really lived on the earth, not just existed.
很多人在这个世界上，度过他短暂或者漫长的一生，都仅仅是存在过。这个人存在过。
A lot of people in the world have lived a long life, but he actually just existed.
是不是真正的活过呢？
Did he ever lived a life?
前段时间就是很多弟兄姊妹，都在纪念宋尚杰弟兄诞辰120周年。
Some time ago, a lot of brothers and sisters were commemorating the 120th anniversary of the birth of Brother 宋尚杰。
我们都知道，宋尚杰弟兄是被神大大所使用的仆人，祝福了千千万万的这个世界上的华人弟兄。
We know that Brother Song Shangjie was greatly used by God and has blessed thousands and thousands of Chinese.
但是宋尚杰弟兄在地上的生命其实也是蛮短暂，43年都不到。
And we know that Brother Song Shangjie has lived a very short life, less than 43 years.
但宋尚杰弟兄在地上的生命虽然看上去比很多人都短，但他却真正活出真正丰盛的生命，有生命力的生命。
And Brother Song Shangjie, although he lived a shorter life than most of the people, but he has lived a more abundant life, a more strong life than most people.
所以耶稣说他要给我们生命，真正的生命。
Lord Jesus said that he will give us life, the true life.
耶稣不是说啊，我要让你在这个世界上存在很长时间，不是。
Jesus did not tell us that. That we will live a long life on the earth.
耶稣说我要给你真正的生命。
Jesus said to us that he will give us life, the true life.
那他到底什么是生命呢？
What is life?
那么圣经其实告诉我们，其实生命有一种哈，就是很多人都说很多人都认为生命有一种，就是圣经称之为这个属肉体的生命。
And the Bible tells us there's one kind of life that's called the life of the flesh.
这个属肉体的生命，它就是会短暂，然后就是一定会过去。所有人都是这样。
Life of the flesh is very short and it will pass away for everyone.
在诗篇90篇10节，圣经是这样说。
Psalms 90:10 says,
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可活到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦周烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
The days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away.
所以这里描述的就是我们每个人的这种肉体的生命，就是一定会过去。有些人可能长一点，有些人可能短一点，但是本质是一样，就是总会过去。
And here describes that the life of our flesh for everyone will pass away, whether it might be long or short, but the life of flesh will pass away one day.
所以所罗门王总结这个肉体的生命就是虚空的虚空了。
And King Solomon concludes that such kind of life of the flesh is but vanity of vanities.
圣经更是告诉我们，如果仅仅拥有这种属肉体的生命，在神看来，其实这个人就没有真正的生命。
And the Bible also tells us that if you only have this kind of life of the flesh, and in the eyes of God, it's not life at all.
就这些人在上帝眼中看，他已经没有生命了，或者换另外一句话说，就已经死了，死在罪恶和过犯当中了。
And in the eyes of God, then those people have no of the that has only the life of the flesh does not have any life in them at all, and they have died in their own transgressions and sins.
当然圣经告诉我们还有真正的生命，或者称之为属灵的生命。
But the Bible tells us there is a true life, or called a spiritual life.
那这个真正的生命，属灵的生命，就是会战胜这个肉体生命的死亡。
And this true life, this spiritual life, will overcome the death of the life of the flesh.
那么这个真正的生命，就是耶稣要赐给我们这个生命。
And the true life is what is the life that Jesus will give us.
是一个永恒的生命。
That is an eternal life.
当地上属肉体的生命结束了之后，但这个属灵的生命进入永恒。
And when our life of the flesh dies on the earth, and our spiritual life enters into eternity.
所以在我们前几次主日信息当中，我们其实从圣经中可以看到，这样的生命才是真正真实的、实实在在的生命。
In our previous sermons in the past few weeks, and we learned that such life is the true life.
那么那些短暂的、虚空的那种属肉体的生命，其实不是真实的，因为它一定会变，一定会过去，一定会消失。
And those short and empty life.And will pass away is very short and it will never last long.
所以圣经甚至形容，就仅仅活在这个肉体生命当中的人，就像做了一场梦一样，梦是不真实的。
And the Bible describes those people who lived in only the life of the flesh, is just like they had a dream and it's not real.
耶稣给我们的生命就不是这种像梦一场的生命，耶稣给我们的生命是真正实实在在真实的生命，因为它是不会消失，不会过去，它是战胜死亡进入永恒的生命。
And the life that Jesus gave us is not a life that looks like a dream, and it will not pass away, and it will overcome the death and enters into eternity.
所以我们这样我们就知道耶稣他说他要让我们得生命，到底是什么生命？
Then we will understand that what's the life that Jesus said that we will have life.
当有的时候我跟一些朋友就是传福音提到这一节经文的时候，有些朋友就会反对，那说耶稣给我生命，那难道我不信耶稣我就没有生命吗？
And when I share the gospel with some friends, and when I mention this verse, and some friends will say that Jesus gave us life, but if I do not believe in Jesus, do not I have life?
但圣经确实告诉我们，确实是你有的，就是属肉体的生命，是一个短暂的，是一个劳苦愁烦、转眼成空的这样的一个生命。你不应该就是只满足拥有这样的生命。
And the Bible tells us, if in that case, the life you have is just the life of the flesh, and it's only a labor and sorrow, and it will be cut off soon.
那耶稣给我们是真正的生命，就是耶稣在这里所提到的这样的一个生命，就是真正属灵的生命，或者说真正真实的生命，不朽坏、不过去的生命。
But the life that Jesus mentions here is the true life, and it will not pass away, and it's the true life that will last forever.
那么接下来我们就思想，耶稣不仅要给我们生命，还要更丰盛。那到底什么样的生命才是丰盛的生命呢？
And Jesus says that we'll not only have life, but we'll have it more abundantly. And what is abundant life?
我们要思想到底什么是丰盛的生命，我们要先来思想到底什么是贫瘠的生命。
Before we talk about what is abundant life, and let's first talk about what is a barren life.
到底什么是就是很贫瘠、很贫瘠的生命呢？沙漠。
And what is a barren life? Consider the desert.
沙漠，它你给它倒多少水，它就是吸收、吸收、吸收，它永不满足，总是在吸收。
And no matter how many water it pours into the desert, and it will just absorbs and absorbs, and it never satisfied.
因为它太贫瘠了。
Because it's too barren.
永远不满足，永远就是我要，我要，我要。你给它再多，它都不满足，因为它太贫瘠了。
It's never satisfied, and it's always demanding. And no matter how many water you give it to it, and it's never satisfied because it's too barren.
宇宙当中的黑洞。
And the black hole in the universe.
啊，就是有些天文学家、物理学家，哎，黑洞，黑洞是什么？所有靠近它的东西，它就吸收、吸收、吸收，永不满足。
Scientists tell us that whatever things are close to it, and it will be absorbed. It's absorbing all the time.
所以你看黑洞，什么都没有啊，里面什么都没有，因为它总不满足，它太贫瘠了。所以你给它再多东西，它不停的吸收，但它里面还是什么都没有，它永不满足。
You see, there's nothing in the black hole because it, whatever it is get close to him, it will absorb and it's never satisfied, so it's always empty.
啊，圣经啊，旧约圣经当中，好像箴言当中提到那种贪婪的人呐、啊，就像那个蚂蟥一样，就吸血虫一样。
And the Bible, the Proverbs tells us those greedy people are just like vampires.
啊，其实英文也用吸血鬼这个词，啊，就是那么他就是这样，他不停的吸血，不停的吸血，他就是不满足，吸了还要吸，吸了还要吸。
And it just absorbs the blood and all the time, and it's never satisfied.
什么是贫瘠的生命呢
？And what is a barren life?
你给他再多，他就是不满足，永不满足，永远就要要要要，像沙漠，你给他倒水，像黑洞，你给他无限的东西，他还是要贫瘠。
And what is barren life? And no matter how much you give it to him, he will never be satisfied. It is always demanding. And like the desert, like the black hole, they are all barren.
所以耶稣讲到那个比喻，就是有一个财主，哇，他有很多，拥有很多物质财富。
And in the parable that Jesus talked about, there was a rich man, and he was very rich, but he was always, has been always demanding more.
那耶稣说这个财主干什么呢？他盖仓库，他为什么要盖仓库啊
？And Jesus tells that this rich man was building a large barn.
他盖了一个仓库，他又要盖一个仓库，盖一个仓库，他又要盖一个仓库。
He has been building barns all the time, one after another.
他要我要东西，把这些东西填满，填满，填满，不停的填满，把这些仓库。
And he wants to fill all those barns.
然后他说：“哎呀，等我全部填满了，我就心里就安息了。”
And he said that he will be restful until he filled all the barns.
结果上帝对这个人说：“你这个生命太可怜了。”
But God said to this man that you have a pitiful life.
啊，或者是你太无知了。
And you're so ignorant.
今夜就取你的灵魂，你这些东西有什么用呢？
And tonight your souls will be taken away. What's use of all those things?
所以这个财主的生命在神看来是一个无知的生命，是一个可怜的生命，也是一个很贫瘠的生命。就是我要，我要，我要，永不满足。
So the life of this rich man in the eyes of God is a poor life, and it's a barren life, and it's always demanding and never satisfied.
好，当我们知道到底什么是贫瘠的生命，你去看沙漠，你去看黑洞，你去看那些贪婪的人、敛财的人。你就知道那什么是丰盛的生命呢
？And we look at the barren lives like the desert, like the black hole, and like those greedy people, and we'll come to understand what is abundant life.
丰盛生命就是给。
Abundant life is giving.
太丰盛了，所有靠近他的人，来到他这里的人，都是得祝福，都是有收获。他总是给别人带去收获，这样的人，我看哇，真的是太丰盛，这是丰盛的生命。
Abundant life is that it's giving, and everyone who gets close to him will get blessings from him. And he's so abundant, and he will bring blessings to others.
非常感谢神哈，在我这个信仰经历当中，我常常会经历看到这样有丰盛生命的人。
And praise the Lord. And in my life experience, I always encounter such abundant life.
啊，我来到，我跟这样的人接触，每一次我都觉得收获满满。
And when I had encountered such people, and I feel that I get blessings from them.
然后我观察这样的人，他们去到任何的地方，他让别人都觉得哇，跟这样的人接触太愉快，哎呀，有收获。
And when I observed such people, and I found out that wherever these people go, and they will make those people around him feel blessed.
所以圣经形容啊那些基督徒哈，真正认识神、信靠耶稣的基督徒，他们身上自带那个馨香的味道。
And the Bible describes those people, with such a kind of abundant, with such abundant life, they have a pleasing aroma.
然后他们去到哪里，人家哇闻到这个，哎呀，这个味道好舒服。
Wherever they go, and people will smell this kind of aroma and feel very comfortable with it.
非常感谢神，在我以前过往的经历当中，我就见到过这样的基督徒。我真的觉得，我就理解圣经中这句话：这些人真的身上就有这种味道。
And praise the Lord, in my life experience, I have encountered many such kind of Christians, and they really have a very pleasing aroma on them.
他们离开那个地方，哎，但是人们常常就想起，哦，他当年在这里的时候，哇，他给我们带来的那个祝福，给我们带来那个收获，他身上流发出、散发出那种味道。
And when they left a place, and the people there will always remember the blessings that this man or this woman has brought to them, and they will always remember that pleasing aroma this man gave them.
圣经用这个结果子的树来形容这个丰盛的生命。
The Bible uses a fruit tree that bears fruit to describe this kind of abundant life.
这个树吃不吃它自己结出的果子呢？
Does the tree eat its own fruit?
它不吃啊。
And no.
那结出果子给谁吃啊？
And what does the fruit go?
啊，给别人吃啊，或给别的小动物吃啊，反正总之就是。给别人带去可口的食物啊，或者是啊祝福。
It feeds other people, the animals, and anyway, it will bring blessings to others.
这是一个丰盛的生命。
This is an abundant life.
所以耶稣咒诅那个不结果子的那个树，无花果树。耶稣咒诅它，它不结果子。
Jesus cursed the fig tree that did not bear fruit because it.Did not bear fruit.
那个树长得很大，那个枝繁叶茂。耶稣来到他下面找果子，一个都找不到。结果耶稣咒诅这个果树。这是耶稣行的所有神迹当中一个唯一一个审判性或者说咒诅性的神迹，唯一一个咒诅到谁呢？审判了谁呢？那个不结果子的树。
And when Jesus comes under the tree, and the tree, although the tree is grows very big.And with a lot of leaves, but it did not bear fruit. So Jesus cursed that tree. And that's only miraculous sign that Jesus made with a kind of punishment with the cursing.
所以，哪怕那个树你自己长得枝繁叶茂的，这个很多很多叶子，但是你却没有提供给别人提供果子，那在上帝看来没有丝毫的价值。
No matter how big the tree is, no matter how many leaves the tree has, and it did not bear fruit, and it did not bring blessings to others.
啊，当然了，也有些树，它的上帝给它的使命就是给人提供树荫的，但是不是只这样的，那就上帝给它的使命让它结果子，它却不结果子。
And of course, we know that some trees God made it just to provide some shade for others, but those trees that should bear fruit, if it did not bear fruit, and it should not be like that.
啊，就这段时间呢，因为秋季嘛，秋季非常美好的季节，色彩非常的丰富，所以这段时间我经常的开车，到周边的去转一转，哇，真的是很漂亮。
And recently, because it's fall, and when I walk, drove around the neighborhood and found the scene is very beautiful.
对，我记得就前两天我开车去到一个地方啊，也不太远，开车去到一个地方，它就是有一条路，然后翻过一座山，刚过那种山门，这个一看眼前，哇，豁然开朗，哇，那个风景好得不得了，那个色彩啊，树啊，草地，哇，色彩非常的丰富。阳光也明媚，有白云。
And a couple of days ago, and I drove to a place not far away, and I just drove past a hill. And when I passed that hill, and the scene was just magnificent, and the colors, the grass, and the sunshine, and the clouds, it was just beautiful.
当时我心里一个强烈的感受，我就 啊，给我的夫人就他在旁边，我就跟他说，我说上帝真的是用厚恩，厚恩待这个世界上的人。
And I was greatly shocked, and I shared with my wife who was beside me, and that God really had His abundant grace upon the world.
肥沃的土地，哇，这一切的美好，这一切，哇，上帝对人真的是太好太好了。然后我能够想到的词就是那个厚恩，圣经中的这个词。
And those rich dirt and all those beautiful things, and the only word I canthink about is what is described in the Bible, this bountiful grace.
所以这就是神的本性，神就是给予，给予祝福。
That is the nature of God, and God is giving, giving and blessing all the time.
这就是丰盛，上帝的丰盛。
And that is the bounty and the abundance of God.
这就是耶稣要给我们这种丰盛的生命，就是我们不是成为一个黑洞，不是成为一个贫瘠的沙漠。我们成为一棵结果子的树，我们可以给别人带去温暖，带去祝福，带去光，带去美好，带去馨香的味道。
And that is abundant life that Jesus talked about. We should not be like the desert or the black hole. We should be like a fruit tree that bears fruit and brings blessings and the pleasing aroma to others.
主耶稣说，施比受更为有福。
And Jesus said it's more blessed to give than to receive.
什么是丰盛的生命呢？就是你是常常给予出去的生命。
And what is abundant life? Abundant life is a life that always gives.
这不一定，你一定要成为一个富有，物质财富很富有的人，你才能够给予。
You may not become a very rich people to give.
这跟你有拥有多少物质财富没有必然的关系。
It has nothing to do with how much wealth you have.
当然了。如果神给你很多物质财富，那你当然就更应该成为丰盛的生命了。
And of course, if God has supplied you with a lot of wealth and in the world, then you should give more.
总之就是施比受更为有福。
Anyway, it's more blessed to give than to receive.
丰盛的生命是一个给予出去的生命，不是一个一味的攫取，攫取要了还要要，要了还要要，这样的生命，这样的生命是贫瘠的，很可怜的生命。
And an abundant life is a life that always gives, and it's not a life that's always demanding or taking, and that kind of life is a barren life.
所以我们来思想什么是丰盛的生命呢？我们第一个要知道，这是一个给予出去的生命，这是不是一味攫取，这个收取的生命。
So number one, we talk about abundant life is a life that always gives, and it's not a barren life that is always demanding and taking.
诗篇的第一篇一到三节啊，来形容这样丰盛的生命。
And Psalms, chapter 1:1-3 describes such kind of abundant life.
大家可以看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我给大家来读一下。
Read the scriptures on the screen. Just follow the screen.
诗篇第一篇一到三节，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。这是一个丰盛生命的写照。
That is a description of an abundant life.
按时候结果子。
And it bears fruit according to the season.
总是给这个世界提供果子。
It always supplies fruits for the world.
然后看到这个按时结果子的树呢，我们就会看到想到圣经中的一个人物，就是约瑟。
And when we look at the fruits that bear the tree that bears fruit in its season, and we think about one character in the Bible, that is Joseph.
约瑟。圣经说他就是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果子的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
The Bible says Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well, and his branches run over the wall.
所以我们知道约瑟在那个时代给这个他那个时代的人带去极大的祝福。
And we know that Joseph has brought great blessings to the people at that time.
他自己虽然被他的兄弟们迫害被这个他所服他是奴隶嘛，他起先他是奴隶，被他所服侍的这个主人的妻子所陷害，他自己受了很多苦。
Although that Joseph himself was sold by his brothers, and he was also mistreated by his masters and his master's wife.
但是最终呢，约瑟却给那个时候天下大饥荒的人带去最大的祝福，因为约瑟神借着他就存留这些人的大饥荒当中的这些人的性命，也保守以色列全家的人。
And at last, in the great famine at that time, and Joseph has saved a lot of people at that time, and including the Israelites.
所以耶稣是一个给这个世界带来极大祝福的人。
So Joseph is the one who has brought great blessings to the world.
你看他自己的人生经历可能不是一帆风顺，但是他是丰盛的生命，他结果子。
If you look at his life, he may not live a very smooth and a successful life, but his life is an abundant life that bears fruit.
圣经特别说他的这个结果子的枝条啊，甚至探出墙外。
And the Bible even describes that his branches that bears fruit run over the wall.
因为他不仅仅是祝福以色列全家，他也祝福了当时的埃及人。他当时祝福当时圣经说天下在饥荒当中的人，他都供应提供粮食祝福。
Because he not only blessed the Israelites, he also blessed the Egyptians at that time, and also the people all around the world.
所以在早期教会的时候，我们知道罗马帝国啊，就是逼迫早期的基督徒400年之久，非常非常残酷的逼迫。
And we know that in early churches, the Roman Empire has persecuted the early Christians for as long as 400 years.
但是最终让罗马皇帝啊，就是震惊，就是这些基督徒有一件事情非常让这个罗马皇帝震惊。
But one thing that astonished the Roman empire at that time.
就是不仅仅是这些人就是为信仰的缘故愿意去殉道，愿意去失去生命啊，然后不屈服，不仅仅是这一点，但是有另外一件事情更是让当时罗马皇帝震惊。
Not only because those Christians would offer their life for their belief, and there is another thing that astonished the Roman empire.
但让罗马皇帝震惊的是什么？就是这些人他们不仅爱他们自己人，他们还爱我们。
Because the Roman Emperor found out that those people not only loved their own people, and they also loved them.
他说他还爱我们这些罗马人，我们这些罗马人疯狂残忍地逼迫他们，他们居然不仅仅爱他们自己人，他们居然还爱我们。这件事情让罗马皇帝非常的震惊，所以我们后知道就最后他就愿意决志成为一个基督徒。他无法理解基督徒身上这种爱，就是这个约瑟这个结果子的枝条，他甚至伸到墙外去了，墙外的人都可以摘。
What made the Roman Emperor very surprised that those people not only they loved their own people and they loved the Roman people who have been severely persecuted them, and these things hasmade the emperor very surprised, and finally he decided to follow Jesus. And they found out that their life is like the fruit tree that branches run over the wall.
所以这是何等丰盛的生命！
Now, how abundant life that is.
所以非常遗憾的是，我们看到早期教会的见证哈。我们在思想我们今天的基督徒，我们的爱，我们的生命是怎样的光景。
Unfortunately, when we look at the testimonies of those early Christians, and then let's look at our life today.
我们是我们的爱只是集中在我们自己身上，或者集中在我们自己这种小团体身上，还是我们真的是结出果子来？
Do our love just concentrated on ourselves and our small groups, or we all love as can bear fruit to bless others?
所以丰盛的生命是一个给予的生命。我们来看圣经中的一处事例。
So abundant life, that is life that gives, and let's look at incident in the Bible.
那么在圣经就是记载主耶稣基督他有一次来医治来拯救一个被鬼附的人。
And the Bible records that one time that Jesus heals someone who was demon possessed.
然后这个被鬼附的人非常的可怜呐、啊，他被人就是丢到这个坟墓里面去，他被人用铁链锁着，甚至被他自己的家人、亲人所抛弃，丢到坟墓里去。
And this demon-possessed man, and he was rejected by his family, and he was thrown by people into the graveyard, and he was bound by the iron chains.
然后这个被鬼附的人他自己也很绝望。他自己都很恨自己，他不停地拿石头就砍自己自残，当然也是想自杀了。
And this man was very desperate, and he hit himself, and he even cut himself with stones, and he wanted to kill himself.
那耶稣就渡过海，在大风浪的晚上渡过海，就来拯救他。
But Jesus went over the storm to the other side of the lake in order to save him.
然后当拯救完这个人，把这个鬼从这个人身上赶走的时候，这个人就对耶稣说：“哎呀，我要跟从你，你去哪我去哪。”
And when Jesus drove the demon out of this man, and this man said to Jesus that I will follow you wherever you go.
所以这种感情我们当然非常容易理解。耶稣是这个世界上可能在这个人看唯一一个爱我的人，那我不跟他去，我跟谁去呢？
And we can understand this kind of feeling because this man probably is the only one, this man feels that Jesus is the only one that really cares about him and he would just go with him, with Jesus.
那接下来圣经却这样记载哈，马可福音五章十九到二十节，我给大家读一下，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文。
But the Bible continued to record like this, Mark 5, 19 to 20, I'll read it to you and follow the screen.
耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你做所做的何是何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”那人就走了，在底加波利传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。所以这个人回到自己的家乡，他听耶稣的话，回到自己家乡，他面对谁呢？面对那些曾经抛弃他的人，面对那些用铁链锁他的人，面对那些曾经就是。把他丢到坟地去的那些人，但是这个人却给他们传福音。
And this man went back to his home, hometown, and he was facing those who had, throw him into the graveyard, and was, bound him with chains, and who has rejected him. But this man shared gospel with them.
他回去不是报仇的，回去不是报复的。
He didn't.Didn't go back to revenge those people, and
他回去不是带着仇恨，不是带着苦读，他回去是带着爱。耶稣怎样爱他，耶稣也让他带着这样的爱，去到他的仇敌那里，曾经是他的仇敌那里去。
And he didn't go back with hatred or bitter, but with love. And this love was from God, from Jesus. And Jesus wanted him to go back with such life to the.To those people who were his enemies.
他给这些人带去最美好的祝福，就是认识主耶稣基督，得到这生命的救恩。
And he has brought the most beautiful blessings to those people who, which is to know Lord Jesus Christ and get the salvation.
就这个人本来他是一个非常贫穷、非常可怜的一个生命，非常在人看来一点价值都没有的生命。
And this man had a very poor, wretched life, and which has no value in most people's eyes.
他这个人最后呢，他拥有一个丰盛的生命，他给许多人带去了祝福，甚至给他的仇敌带去祝福。
But later, this man had got the abundant life, which brings blessings to many people, including his enemies.
啊，我们再看圣经中的另外一个人物，就是那个撒玛利亚出来打水的妇人。
Let's look at another character in the Bible. That's the Samaritan woman who draws water.
啊，弟兄姊妹对这个都非常熟悉啊。我简单给大家说一下，就这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，一大中午就出来打水。
Well, familiar with the story, I'll just talk it briefly. That the Samaritan woman came to draw water at noon.
她的生命其实是一个犯罪的生命，她也很败坏。她曾经就是有过五个男人，那现在跟她在一起的也不是她的丈夫。耶稣指出她这一点。
And she had a very sinful life, and he has sinned, and she had five husbands, five men with him, and not, then the one who leaves him is leaves her is not her husband. Jesus pointed this out.
所以在中东那个地区，炎热的中午冲不出来打水，你就可以知道他不想见到任何人。
So in the Mid East, at noon it's very hot. So this woman came to draw water. You know that she doesn't want to meet anyone.
所以耶稣告诉他，你打这个地上的水啊，你还会饥渴。耶稣说，我这里有活水，你从我这里有水得到水，你再也不会饥渴。
And Jesus said, if you draw water from the earth, and you will thirsty again. But if you have the living water from me, and you will never be thirsty anymore.
所以这个撒玛利亚打水的妇人，你看她的生命，起先非常非常贫瘠。为什么说贫瘠呢？永不满足。她很希望得到爱，但她得到了一个男人，又一个男人，又一个男人，又一个男人，还是不满足。
And if you look at the life of the Samaritan woman, she was having a very barren life because she was never satisfied. She had one man after another, and she was never satisfied.
所以可能有些人觉得，哎呀，这个女人应该是蛮漂亮啊，要不然怎么会那么多男人都愿意跟她在一起？
And you guess that this woman must be very beautiful because a lot of men want to stay with her.
但这个生命真的是很可怜。
But this is really a poor and wretched life.
也又意味着她被无数被很多很多男人都这种抛弃了，这种离开她了。
But it means that these several men rejected her and left her.
但她为什么还要继续来寻找？因为她非常非常的贫瘠，她渴望得到爱，但是这个世界没有办法让她满足。
And why?Did he keep seeking all the time? Because this world cannot satisfy him. She had a barren life, and this world cannot satisfy him.
又孤独，那么呢，当然也很自卑。但是呢，他又很骄傲。耶稣说，就是耶稣说，你给我一点水喝。他就对耶稣说，哎，你这个，犹太人，你怎么找我撒玛利亚人要水呢？他又显得好像很骄傲的样子。
And she was lonely and self-abased, but on the other hand, she was also kind of proud because she said to Jesus that, how is that you being a Jew ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? She seems to be proud.
但是当然用骄傲可能不是一个合适的词，就是一方面我们看到这个女人很矛盾，她一方面非常渴望从人那里得到爱，她其实非常渴望有人愿意跟她交流。但是有人当耶稣要跟他交流的时候，他又非常害怕，他又拒绝。
And this woman was very struggled. On one hand, she was eager to communicate with others, but on the other hand, when Jesus wanted to communicate with her, and she was very afraid.
但他最终就是他信靠主耶稣基督之后，从耶稣那里得到活水的江，你看他生命完全改变了。
And finally, when she believed in Lord Jesus and she got the living water from Jesus, her life was totally changed.
她打水的水桶也不要了，然后就跑回城里去，告诉全城的人，就是她认识了救主。她让全城的人都要来认识耶稣。
She just throw away her water bucket and went into the town and tell everybody to come and know the Lord Jesus who has saved her.
他以前不是怕见人吗？他以前不是自卑吗？就是大中午出来打水，他现在不是这样了。
She was self-abased and she was afraid to meet people, so she came to draw water at noon, but she was no longer like that.
他现在非常的勇敢，他现在也不再逃避，他也不自卑了。然后他向所有的人来传讲，他见到了救主。
And she was now very courageous. She was no longer self-abased and were afraid. And she asked everybody to come to see this Lord, the Savior, the Lord Jesus.
她原来的生命很贫瘠，啊，虽然她曾经拥有过很多男人，但是很贫瘠。但她现在的生命非常的丰盛，她给很多人带去生命中真正最美好、最美好的祝福，就是让这些人来认识耶稣。
And she had a very barren life before, and she had several men with her, but she was never satisfied. But now she had a very abundant life, and she brought blessings the great blessing of salvation to many people.
所以我们会看到耶稣基督他总是让这个贫瘠的生命真正的丰盛起来，让这个饥渴的生命真正的能够成为别人的祝福，就不再饥渴了。
And so Lord Jesus could always turn the barren life into abundant life and make those life with thirsty and hunger and no longer thirsty and hunger and bring blessings to others.
圣经中还记载就是有一个税吏这个撒该，然后他来看耶稣，结果耶稣看了他，耶稣就说我今晚就到你家里去。
And the Bible also records another man, the tax collector Zacchaeus. And when he came to see Jesus, and Jesus said to him that tonight I will go to your home.
所以这是非常有意思的一件事情，这是耶稣唯一一次主动开口，我就要到你家去。
And so that's very interesting because that's the only time that Jesus took the initiative to say to someone that I will go to your home.
那这个人是个什么人呢？他是个罪人，他是个税吏，他是个名声非常非常不好的人。但是耶稣却说：“我要到你家去。”
What is this man? He was a sinner and he was a tax collector. He had a bad fame, but Jesus said to him that I will go to your home.
所以当时的那些周围的人都震惊了，就是你怎么能到这个罪人家里去啊？
And the people around them were very astonished. And how can Jesus go to a people like this?
后来，但是这个撒该他遇到耶稣之后，我们看他生命完全改变了。
But we found out that when Zacchaeus met Jesus, and his life was totally changed.
他为什么是个罪人？为什么是个税吏呢？他一定是非常贪婪，一定是非常就是贪爱金钱，要了还要要，他才成为这样的一个罪人和税吏。
Why was he a sinner and a tax collector? He must be very greedy and greedy for money, and he was taking and demanding all the time, and he became a tax collector.
然后他也利用自己的职权去讹诈人。
And he used his own power to cheat others.
当他遇到耶稣之后，他就说：“哇，凡我所有的一半的分给啊穷人，然后凡我讹诈过人的四倍的偿还。”
And when he met Jesus, and he said that he will share half of his possessions to other people, and he will pay back four times those who he had cheated.
所以你会看这个人生命的改变。他以前是个非常贫瘠的生命，不满足，不满足，哇，要要要要要。但他认识耶稣之后，他变成一个非常丰盛的生命，他给很多人带去祝福。
And look at the transformation of life for this man. And he had a very barren life that is always demanding. But after he met Jesus, his life has changed into an abundant life that which brings a lot of blessings to others.
以弗所书四章二十八节告诉我们：从前偷窃的不要再偷，总要劳力，亲手做工，就可有余分给那缺少的人。
Ephesians 4:28 says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need."
啊，今天就是很多时候我们都停留在亲手做工就可有余。
And today, when we read this verse, we stop here that we should work with our hands what is good, and then we have something.
然后就是我说，哎呀，我不要去做那些神不喜悦的事情。哎呀，我亲手做工，啊，我自己，我想我需用的，我亲手做工去得到它。
And I will not do those things that God is not pleased with, and I will just walk with my hands to supply what I need.
但是这样的生命离丰盛的生命其实还有一步之遥。
But this kind of life is step away from abundant life.
这一步是什么呢？分给那缺少的人。你如果做到这里，你就是有丰盛的生命。
What's that step? You should give to who has need, and that will be abundant life.
这个要求很高吗？
Is that high demand?
不高，亲手做工就可以的。
And it's not, and as long as you walk with your hands.
啊，我们再来看丰盛生命的第二个特点。第一个特点我们刚才讲了很多很多，就是你不是一味的攫取，你不是黑洞式的生命，你不是沙漠式的生命，你是给予出去的生命，你是像光那样的生命。
And we have talked about the first characteristic of abundant life, which is not like the desert or the black hole, which is always taking and demanding, and we should be like light. And now we talk about the second characteristics of our abundant life.
那丰盛生命第二个特点，它是一个战胜环境的生命，尤其是战胜逆境的生命。
The second characteristics of abundant life is that it's a life that overcomes the circumstances, overcomes those difficult circumstances.
所以第一个特点体现在这个生命的丰盛度上面，就是给别人可以带去多少祝福。第二个生命，丰盛的生命体现在它的生命力上面，它很有生命力。
And the first characteristics we talk about the abundance and how much that the blessing he can bring to others, and the second characteristics we talk about the strength it can bring to others.
所以这里就说那些河边的树结果子，炎热来了他也不怕，这个干旱来了他也不怕，他总能结果子，他战胜这些逆境。
And here talk about those trees, beside the waters, and when the heat comes and when the drought comes, it's not afraid because it always yielding fruits.
所以我们来看约瑟，约瑟他一生经历了很多坎坷，但这些坎坷不会拦阻他祝福身边的人。
If we look at Joseph, and although Joseph has experienced a lot of difficult times, but those will not stop him from blessing others around him.
啊，圣经中还让我们看到但以理的三个朋友。
And the Bible also let us see the three friends of Daniel.
大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家来简单的来描述一下，但以理三个朋友他们所经历的事情。
And look at the, please look at the scripture on the screen. I will just briefly talk about what the three friends of Daniel has experienced.
当时这个巴比伦尼布甲尼撒王，他就用黄金造了一个偶像，他要让所有的人都去跪拜这个偶像。
And the king of Nebuchadnezzar and build with gold idol that he asked all those people to worship the idol.
那但以理的这三个朋友，他们是敬拜独一真神的以色列人，他们当然不会去跪拜这个偶像了。
But Daniel's three friends, they worship the true God of Israel, and of course they would not worship those false god.
啊，然后这个王就说：“你们要再听到这个吹号的声音，就是这个拜偶像的这个通知，你们就要拜。”你们如果再不拜，我就把你们丢到烈火去烧死。
And the king said, if you hear the sound of the horn, which is the notice that you should worship the gods, and if you do not worship the gods, and I will throw you into the burning furnace.
你看你们的神能救你们吗
？To see if your God can save you.
然后这三个朋友就说，那你我们根本不用理会你这个问题。而我们的神必定救我们，你把我们丢到烈火窑中，神必定救我们。
And Daniel's three friends answered that we have no need to answer your question, and if that is the case, our God will save us, will deliver us.
他最后说什么？他说急或不然，他说王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。
And then they say, if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
他就说，哪怕我们所信的神不救我们，我们也不会拜你这个偶像的。
They said that even the God we believed did not deliver us, and we will not worship the gold image you have set
up. 所以这三个年轻人这个时候被丢到一种可以说是绝望的境地了。
So we can see that the three young men was put into a desperate situation.
然后我们都知道接下来发生的事情，结果确实被丢到烈火的窑中，但是呢，他没有被烧死哈。然后神与他们同行。
And we know what happened later, and they were thrown into the burning furnace, and but God is with them, and they were not burned to death.
但是我们来看二十八节，真正让这个王震惊的是什么？不是神真的救了这三个年轻人，真正让这个王震惊的到底是什么
？And let's look at verse 28. What astonished the king is not that the God they believed delivered them.
是这三个年轻人，他宁可去死，他都不拜这个偶像。这件事情让这个王太震惊了。
And what surprised the king is that the three young men would rather die than to worship the God the false God.
他说你们这个信心让这个王非常的震惊。
And their faith surprised the king.
接下来这个王就颁布命令了，这时候在他的王国之内任何人都要来尊敬这以色列人所信的上帝，就这三个年轻人所敬拜的上帝。他说这是真的，这是真的。
Then the king gave a command that in his kingdom then everyone should worship the God of the Israel, who is real.
所以你会看到这三个年轻人传福音的效率很高，对不对？
We can see that three young men had a great efficiency in sharing the gospel.
就他们这样的一个经历，结果当时巴比伦王国非常强大的王国，只要在他王国之内，何方何国何族的人，在他这个王势力统治之下，都要来尊敬都不可以轻看这个以色列人的上帝。
And the three young men, what they have experienced made the whole Babylon at that time is a great country, and everyone in that country should come to know and worship the God of Israel and should not look down upon the God.
这就是丰盛的生命，这就是生命力，这就是这个改变影响世界的生命力。而这个在哪里体现呢？战胜逆境。
That is abundant life. That is the power of life. That is to overcome the difficult times.
所以使徒保罗总结这样一个有力量的生命，或者说丰盛的生命，使徒保罗是这样总结的。我们一起来读哈，我们就坐着来读。
And Apostle Paul concludes such abundant life like this, and let's read these verses.
腓立比书四章十二到十三节，十二节起。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随处随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能。Yes, good. You know it. Great. 什么叫丰盛的生命？这就是丰盛的生命。我什么都不缺。
So this is abundant life. It needs nothing.
我永远有力量。
It always has the strength.
神加给我力量。
Because God gives him the strength.
环境算什么呢？逆境算什么呢？
And what about the situation of about my circumstances or the difficult times?
世界上的丰富，世界上的金钱没有办法诱惑我，没有办法动摇我的信心。
The wealth and the money of this world cannot shake my faith.
那世界上的困难，世界上的贫穷也拿我没有办法，我也不会妥协。
And the difficulties or the poverty of this world cannot shake me either.
这是在任何事情上面，它都非常丰盛，它不缺。
And in every circumstances, he was bountiful, he was abundant. It is not in need.
最不缺乏的就是力量，永远有力量。
It's not in need of strength because he always had the strength.
这是丰盛生命第二个，就是他真的有力量的生命，他战胜逆境的生命。
And that is the second characteristics of abundant life, that he has the power of life. He has the strength to overcome all circumstances.
那怎样有这样的丰盛生命呢？耶稣基督告诉我们，我们一定要连于他，连于基督，才能有这样丰盛的生命。
And how can we have this abundant life? And the Lord Jesus tells us that we should be connected with him, abide in him.
我给大家来读一下哈，大家看到屏幕上圣经的经文。
I'll read to you these verses.
约翰福音十五章四到六节，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。怎样才有丰盛的生命呢？藏在基督里，连于基督，不可断离与基督的联系。
And how can we have this abundant life? That is, we should abide in Jesus, and we should be united with Him. and not separate with him.
那到底怎样才是常与连于基督呢？最简单的事情，常常聚会，不要像那停止惯了的人。
And how can we abide in Jesus? That we should put it simply that we should always attend gatherings.
那么在罗马书也告诉我们啊，就是怎样才能得到这样丰盛的生命呢？就是一定要是一个体贴圣灵，啊，或者被圣灵所掌管的生命。
And Romans tell us that what is abundant life? That is, we should our mind should be spiritual minded.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to spiritually minded is life and peace.
怎样得到丰盛的生命？连于基督。第二呢，被圣灵所掌管。
So how can we have this abundant life? First, we should abide in Jesus and be united with him. And the second is that we should our life should be governed by the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵就在我们生命中结出他圣灵的果子，这就是丰盛的生命了。
And the Holy Spirit will bear the spiritual fruit in us, and that is abundant life.
啊，今天时间的关系哈，就是大家自己要把这九样果子要记得，这是圣灵的果子。我在这里就不再多讲哈。
And I will not read it anymore today. And you should remember this nine fruit of the Holy Spirit.
然后约翰福音七章三十八到三十九节的前半部分，我们看到一起来读。
Let's read together the John 7:38 to first part of 39.
约翰福音七章三十八到三十九节，三十八节，信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。什么是丰盛的生命呢？他腹中要流出活水的江河，总是供应给别人。
And what is abundant life? It is his life out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters, which always providing for others.
他得到圣灵，他会就拥有这样的生命，就是总是供应人给别人的这样的一个生命。
When he had a spirit, Holy Spirit in him, he will have this abundant life and always supplying others.
这是真正丰盛的生命，他腹中有活水的江河，总是流出去，流出去，流出去。
And this is the true and real abundant life that out of his heart will flow rivers of living water and always flowing to others.
啊，我们有时候会想，哎呀，什么是丰盛的生命？就是流进来，流进来，流进来。
Sometimes we think that abundant life is a lot of things will flowing into us.
然后，哎呀，这个钱流进来，股票流进来，什么什么各种流进来，到我这里，哎，不要出去了，不要出去了，全部都流进来。
And we think that the money and the stocks and everything that we like will flowing into us and they'll stop there and will not flow out.
这不是丰盛的生命，这是贫瘠的生命。
That is not an abundant life, that is a barren life.
啊，最后到你的各种高啊，胆固醇高，血脂高，血压高，压力高。
Then you will have the high numbers of your body standards like the high blood pressure, high such and such.
流出去，一个被圣灵所充满的人，他成为一个祝福别人的人。你流出去，不要成为死海。什么叫死海？什么都流到你这里，不出去就死海。
And you should let your blessings flowing out, and not like the Dead Sea. Dead Sea is that all things stays there and will not flow out.
丰盛的生命呢？其实我们刚才谈到，它是祝福别人的生命，它是有力量的生命。
And we just talk about the abundant life is a life that blesses others and is a life that has a power.
生命的价值不在于你在这个地上你存在过多久，而在于你在这个地上有没有真正的活过。
The value of life does not lie in whether you have existed, how long does not lie in how long you existed in this world, but lies in whether you have really lived a life.
我们都知道在新冠期间啊，在这段时间这个美国的这个自杀率上升很快的。
We all know that during the pandemic, the suicide rate in the U.S. has been increased greatly.
啊，尤其是我们所在的这个爱德赫州，爱德赫州其实自杀率在全美来说一直都是排在比较靠前。
Especially in Idaho, which we live, and the suicide rate has been remaining very high.
那很多人很惊异啊，你一说到海明威，大家可能就不惊异了。最有名的在爱德赫自杀的人可能是。
A lot of people are surprised to.Learn this, but if you remember that Hemingway, and he committed suicide in Idaho.
然后有人做过一个统计哈，爱德荷五分之一的高中生他都有过自杀的想法。
According to a statistics, that one fifth of the high schoolers in Idaho had a thought of committing suicide.
而且这五分之一的人，他不就是想一想，他真的制定了计划，我用什么样的方式，什么时候，他真正有实施的计划制定出来了。
And many of those, these people had made plans and how and when to kill themselves.
自杀成为今天很多人，尤其是年轻人死亡的一个很重要的原因。在美国，自杀死亡的年轻人超过这个吸毒过量死的年轻人。
And the committed suicide has been one of the main reasons for the deaths of young people in the United States.And those number has surpassed the number of those young people who have had an overdose of drugs.
当然了，这种现象不仅仅在美国，世界上很多国家啊，都是非常非常严重，就年轻人自杀的问题。
And of course, this phenomenon is very common not only in the United States but in most countries in the world.
有时候其实我很羡慕年轻人啊，如果我没看这些数据的话，我很羡慕他，哇，又年轻又漂亮，哇，前途光明。哇，很多他们能做的事情我做不到啊。
And if I do not look at those numbers, I really admire those young people, and they are young, they're handsome, they're pretty, and they have a bright future, and they cannot do a lot of things that they can do.
为什么要自杀呢？
Why,
让我羡慕的人为什么要自杀呢？
But why do they commit suicide?
没有找到生命的意义。
Because they haven't found the meaning of life.
活着为什么呢？
Why do I live?
我为什么要做这个呢？为什么要做那个呢？为什么呢
？Why do I do this and why do I do that？
所以上帝造人，人奇妙的受造物，人总要问：我为什么活着？你无法摆脱这个问题。
God made man, and we are the amazing creature, and we always ask, "Why do I live?"
所以，当很多人这个问题没有办法解决，他没有办法面对生命了。
And when a lot of people cannot figure out the question, why do I live? And they cannot face their life.
就是德国哲学家康德，他是一个影响非常非常大的哲学家。他最后就临死的时候，他就问四个问题。
And the German philosopher Kant, and he asked four questions before he died.
我是谁
？Who am I?
就是我从哪里来？我到哪里去？我干嘛要来？我干嘛要？我去到哪里？就到底我是谁？我怎么回事
？Who am I? Where did I go? And where did I come from? And where am I going?
就是，然后就第二个，就我能知道什么
？And the second question is, what can I know?
我到底能知道什么
？What on earth can I know?
换着另外一句话说，康德也在问他自己：我知道了，是不是一大堆不需要知道的东西？知道它干什么呢？然后真正我该知道的，我又不知道。
And in other words, he was asking himself, did I know a lot of things I do not need to know? And did I not know a lot of things which I ought to know?
第三个就是我到底该怎么行？到底什么是对？到底什么是错？我为什么要这样做？我为什么不那样做？为什么？
And the third question is, how should I do? And is this true or false? And what should I do?
最后一个就是我能有什么盼望？
The last is what hope can I have?
我觉得第一个问题的最后一个问题就是真的是很重要，就是我是谁？第二个就是我能有什么盼望呢？我到底能有什么盼望
？And I think the first and the last questions are very important questions. What, who am I? What hope can I have?
当然了，这些问题其实不需要什么哲学家提出来，其实任何人的脑袋里其实都有这样的问题。
Actually, those questions do not need to be raised by those philosophers. Anyone can have these questions in their mind.
我印象很深，我小时候就问过这样的问题哈。然后我当时也觉得就我问，其实我发现所有小孩子都这样。
I remember clearly when I was a child, I had these questions in my mind. Actually, a lot of others had the same questions.
然后有一次我在路上走，我看见前面有个小女孩，大概五六岁的样子，牵着一个老奶奶的手，估计是她的外婆啊奶奶，就问，哎，就是奶奶，我们死了后去哪里呀？
And I remember that when I walked on the street one time and I saw a little girl had his grandma's hand and she was asking her grandma, where will I go when I die?
然后奶奶说，哎，吓死我，小孩子不要说这样话。
And her grandma said, do not talk about this nonsense.
因为你可以不让她说，她难道不想吗？
If you stop him or her from talking about those, but can you stop him from thinking about those things?
因为他不想这个问题，他明天他都没有办法面对。
If they do not think about this question, they cannot face tomorrow.
能有什么盼望呢？
And what hope can they have?
感谢神，耶稣基督说他是道路、真理、生命。
And praise the Lord that Jesus said he is the way and the truth and the life.
得到耶稣，得到一切。
If you have Jesus and you have everything,
能有什么盼望？
What hope can you have?
在主里，我们得到真正的生命。
And we have the true life in the Lord.
在主里，那是好的无比。
And it's better than anything to be in the Lord.
在主里，我们得到丰盛的生命。
And we have abundant life in the Lord.
总之，耶稣是答案。
And we the Jesus is the answer.
啊，华盛杂志这句名言，耶稣是答案。
And Jesus is the answer.
啊，什么是问题呢？一切的问题，耶稣是答案。
And what are the questions? For every question, Jesus is the answer.
因为耶稣是道路，是真理，是生命。
Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you, we thank you.
我们渴望得到那真实的生命。
We are eager for the true and the real life.
我们渴望得到丰盛的生命。
We are eager for the abundant life.
我们不要做贫瘠的沙漠，不要做贫瘠的黑洞，我们要成为一个结果子的树。
We'll not be the barren desert, we'll not be the barren black hole, and we'll want to become a tree that bears fruit.
我们愿神的光照到我们黑暗的生命当中，让我们看到我们会去到哪里，让我们看到我们的盼望到底是什么。
We ask the Lord to shine a light onto us who are in darkness, so that we can see where I'm going and where what hope can I have.
主耶稣道成肉身在世界上的时候，他怎样改变人的生命，让人的生命从贫瘠变丰富。我们也愿圣灵今天在我们生命当中做同样的事情。
And when Lord Jesus, Word became flesh, comes to the world to turn the barren life into abundant life, Lord Jesus, we ask you to do the same thing in us.
让我们这贫瘠的、原本贫瘠的、可怜的、绝望的生命，让我们真正的能够成为丰盛的生命。
So our life, which was barren and desperate, can turn into real abundant life.
也让我们成为有力量的生命，更是让我们得着生命的喜乐和平安。
And we will have a life of power, of strength, and we will have the joy and peace of this kind of life.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.